Hello, hello, and welcome back to The Flick. On today's episode, we'll be sitting down with Colin Enzer to discuss his article, The Philosophers of My Youth, Why You'll Find a Variety of Male Rompers in My Closet. This is really one of my favorite articles on the site because in it, Colin really talks about the importance of fashion as a form of self-expression, and he honestly could not be more right. I personally believe that fashion is art, architecture, movement, sculpture, and expression all in one. And you absolutely should have the most outrageous and fun outfits in your closet, because otherwise, what's the point? Colin, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today.
Thanks for having me.
Excited. Yeah, it's great to have you. First, I have to ask, of course, what you're drinking.
Of course, something with an umbrella in it. I refuse to drink if there's not a little cute umbrella in my fruity red drink.
So are you more of an aesthetic drinker versus like a taste and or buzz drinker?
I feel like it doesn't really matter as long as it looks good on a Snapchat.
Or an Instagram, yeah.
That's the most important part.
Well, then you'd hate what I'm drinking because I'm doing a Moscow Mule, but I didn't even bother to put it in like the copper tin. So I apologize in advance.
That is pretty annoying, honestly. I forgive you. But do better next time.
I will. I'll do better next time. So describe your article, The Philosophers of My Youth, Why You'll Find a Variety of Male Rompers in My Closet.
I feel like it kind of explains itself. But basically, I was thinking, what do I write about? And then I went into my closet and saw all the clothes that people always question why I own. And I was like, why do I wear all this stuff? It's a question I got all the time is why... do you even own this? And honestly, some of them weren't even on sale, but I bought it anyways. And I guess I was like, it has to come down to those weird movie I watched when I was a kid. And it surprisingly did. I really dug into myself and evaluated how big of an impact Shrek and the movie Happy Feet had on myself. That's the quick rundown.
And what impact did they really have?
I mean, Shrek, I could go on for hours about that beautiful, beautiful ogre. But I guess the biggest one, he just didn't even care. He was an ogre. He was a big green thing with weird pointy alien ears. And he was having the most fun in the world in that whole movie. I guess his confidence and just, he was very satisfied with himself and didn't try to change. And, you know, Fiona recognized that, and she was even happy being an ogre with him. So that kind of dedication, that kind of energy right there.
Yeah, you used the term, if I remember correctly, Shreksy in your article. Do you want to define Shreksy?
I don't even know if it has a real definition. It kind of just, like, happened when I was writing the article. But I think it's just... like being confident and being yourself is Shreksy. It's sexy as Shrek. It's what Shrek makes sexy. It's a perfect combination of two words. It's being confident with yourself and not worrying about what your actual looks are, but that's what's attractive to Fiona, myself, everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, I think Shrek is Shreksy.
He's pretty Shreksy. I mean, like, I wouldn't want him being the first face I see in the morning, but maybe like the second or third.
I mean, human Shrek in Shrek 2 was...
my God. I don't know what Beverly Hills plastic surgeon got a hold of that guy, but that's a good look.
So he really is like super cute in Shrek 2.
I'm not disagreeing with you. That's a good looking man.
Side note, do you prefer Shrek 1 or Shrek 2? I know that's a debate amongst Shrek fans.
I like them both, but a Shrek doesn't get enough credit is Shrek 4. There's that chubby little boy in that one that says, like, do the roar or something, and it cracks me up every time. Just that part.
Okay.
In the conversation.
I'll be sure to put Shrek 4 on my watch list.
Yeah, no, put it on there, definitely. It's very educational.
So your article talks a lot about fashion making you feel different, but you argue that that's a good thing a la Shrek-y feeling, but do you want to elaborate more on that?
I think I don't even know if it's like fashion in general. It's just like I don't know, throw on what you want to wear, whatever makes you feel good that day, whatever makes you happy. I wouldn't even say I'd probably say I have terrible fashion, but that's my fashion compared to everyone else. It's terrible. I would just always put on whatever socks I wanted. That's how it started. I always just wanted to wear like the little ducky socks. And then from there, it's just I didn't care what other people thought when what I was wearing, and I would put on that ice cream cone romper to go to parties, and people would be so confused, but I was enjoying myself, so I thought that was all that mattered.
I mean, at the very least, it's a conversation starter.
Yeah, it's annoying if you're not in the mood to talk to people, and that's just what you want to wear.
Well, I guess that's true too. But so do you dress from the socks up then?
You know, I guess I do. I never realized. That is so creepy. But yeah, I mean, I guess sometimes well, the socks are my top drawer in my closet, so it's the first thing I look at.
Oh,
My
they're like a
God.
top drawer.
Should they not be? Should I see a
No, I
therapist about this?
mean I cannot even talk because I have a bag of socks just by my bed because I have limited storage capabilities.
What kind of bag? Like, is it
It's
like a
like
Gucci bag or like a plastic?
no, it's like a tote bag that I just
A
put
tote?
socks in.
It's a freaking tote bag.
You
Oh, I
are you
hate
run
that
out of
word, tote
drawers.
bag.
Yeah,
You
it's
do run out of drawers.
Well, so I just moved in with my boyfriend and now I have to like split.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Are you sharing a bathroom with him? Is there one
Yeah.
bathroom? Oh
And
my God.
he doesn't get a single drawer in the bathroom. He gets one half of one drawer. And that's all I've allotted to him.
I mean, I feel like that's pretty good. He doesn't need that much storage.
Yeah, toothbrush and deodorant.
Yeah.
He's not doing skincare.
Yeah, perfect. No, you got that figured out.
What are you wearing right now, by the way, Mr. Stylish?
Well, I'm in my room right now, so I don't like room alone, so I don't know if I want to answer that, but what I plan
Oh.
on putting on in a couple seconds, I
Yeah.
have some knee socks that I haven't pulled out in a while. I also have these Croc slippers that have fur inside of the lining, and I am currently wearing those. The options are endless. What do I put on? What do I
So,
not put on?
amen. So are Crocs cool?
Definitely not, but the comfort and like diversity of what I can do in them, so worth the purchase. You ever been on one of those duck boat tours in like Boston or Seattle or something?
No, because I'm not that fun and I'm not from the East Coast, but tell me more.
It's like I feel like they have it everywhere, but it's a boat that's also a car. You start the tour on land and you drive around and see all the landmarks, and then they put on some like Indiana Jones type music. You don't know what's happening, and then boom, they just drive straight in the water. And so then you get to tour the water too. And that's Crocs. If Crocs were any sort of vehicle, it would be the duck boat where you go from land to water with ease.
They are kind
Crocs.
of, they're like an amphibious type of shoe.
They're so mysterious. Let me tell you.
I love Crocs. They're
I think Crocs should have a National Geographic show about them. Just people walking in different types of terrain in Crocs.
you'd be surprised.
Really surprised what Crocs can do.
I hiked the Grand Canyon in Crocs.
Did you actually?
Yeah, because it was like the trail, it's like the Havasupai Trail, and it's all half water, half land, and you can't.
So you were on a duck tour.
I was on a duck tour, my own little duck tour.
Your private duck tour.
Well, so then I guess I want to ask who your favorite designer is, but is Crocs a designer?
That's such a good question. You are bringing the questions that you're. These are like philosophical questions right there. Are Crocs a designer?
Yeah, that is the great question of fashion. Is Crocs a
I
designer?
have no idea what to say there. I mean, like, if I saw them on a runway, I'd be really excited.
Well, they were kind of on a runway. Balenciaga did like a weird
Did it correct?
croc. Yeah. But
I guess
assuming
I'd
that.
have to say yes.
Oh, they are. All right. So are they your favorite designer?
Oh, I can't say yes to that. I just can't. For my own mental health, I can't believe that Crocs are my favorite designer. You know what? Yes. Yes, they are.
They don't have to be. Who really is?
No, it's just I have to come to terms with it. Yeah, they are.
Then if you could only shop at one store for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's so hard. I feel like it would be Lululemon, but I'd also have to like tie-dye all my clothes because I need some more color in there. I could just wear Lulu every day. I already pretty much do. It's the comfort in those Lululemons. I don't know how they do it, but
Especially in quarantine
definitely
too.
I
Like,
know. Like, what else do you need?
are you really dressing up in quarantine, or are you kind of just doing the same pair of sweatpants every day?
I have probably worn real pants 4 to 5 times, and I regretted it because they didn't even go into use. I just sat around the house in my nice khaki pants.
Really regret putting on pants in quarantine. Like, you kind of realize some of the weight that you gained, and you're like, oh, my sweatpants didn't make me feel this way.
I relate to that. Speaking of pants, I've been thinking about how impressive Speedos are, how they normalize wearing such little clothes for a man. It's so impressive.
Like the little kind of underwear Speedos.
Yeah, like those are not a fun sight to look at. And especially the people who choose to wear them are usually like European men who let themselves go.
Yeah.
But it's totally socially acceptable.
It's never the hottest guy at the pool or the beach who's in the Speedo. And it leaves nothing to the imagination.
But it's the kind of guy you can't take your eyes off. That's the
No,
thing.
you're staring at him the whole time. Forget about the hot
I just.
lifeguard. It's the man in the Speedo.
Everything looks hot by comparison. But
Why?
I
Why
love
is
it.
it?
I can't believe that people do
Why is
it.
it too? They are always wearing socks. Like socks and
I
sandals
don't
with
know.
the
Maybe it just completes the outfit. I've never worn a Speedo, so I don't know if the socks make them feel more like covered up.
I'm
Maybe it
surprised you
does.
don't have at least one super colorful Speedo.
I prefer to gift Speedos to my friends for their birthdays.
That's a fun gift.
The go-to present.
Do they ever end up wearing them, or is it more of like a gag gift?
I forced some people to wear them, but I don't know how much use they got after that.
At least I got one wear.
Yeah, probably not to like the pool parties or anything.
That would be a conversation starter.
They'd stand out.
I
People would get to know them.
mean, especially if they were good looking.
Yeah, I try not to have good looking friends.
Me neither. I like to be the
Yeah,
hottest in my friend group.
same. I got stunned.
I'm kidding. I really screwed up, and all of my friends are like unrealistically attractive, and it's insane even just to hang out with them.
That's so unfortunate.
I know. I guess I have to get a new friend group.
Yeah. You guys just go to a lot of mask parties or something.
Yeah, that's true. The pandemic has been working great for me.
I'm sure it
Because
sure
I
has.
have good hair. Like I can, my hair is okay. It's really the face that where it ends and begins.
Just the lower face. I've been enjoying the mask because I don't have to talk to people when at the grocery store. You can
Do
just zip
you?
on by them.
Yeah, I love that. Do you wear like really fun masks?
I do obviously have a Shrek mask and I also have a SpongeBob mask, but I don't know if I want to invest in more masks because I just don't know if I'm really need to have fun that many fun masks, but just like a couple to
Yeah.
rotate through it. Obviously you need it.
Well, and the hope is that this is going to end at some
I
point.
know, but that's what I've been saying over and over.
I know, I keep pushing it back. I'm like, oh, well, like by this time, I'll be able to go on vacation, and it keeps like not happening.
Just stay masked up.
Just mask up.
It's a make new, it. new piece of fashion at this point.
What does the Shrek mask look like, out of curiosity? Like, is it his mouth or is it like a
Yeah,
picture of
it's like
him?
Shrek's lower face. Like his features are matching up with where it is on my body.
Does it make you
So
feel
it's just his
more
mouth.
Shrek-y?
Honestly, it's kind of scary. Like children cry. I feel like all you're seeing is his face, like not his confidence on the mask. So, I mean, I'm still feeling Shrek-y, but the world doesn't think I am.
I feel like you need to do his mask and then wear like tartan leggings and a white shirt and a vest so that it like really gives the Shrek-y vibe.
Well, if Lulu has tartan leggings, then we're in business because I have to wear that for the rest of my life.
Oh yeah.
Said so today.
what does it take to get the confidence to wear a Shrek mask that makes children cry?
Have no idea.
Is
I
like
think
there's
it's just
no,
not caring.
yeah,
I don't know.
there's no liquid courage from your fruity drink. It's
I
just
think you just well, obviously, yeah, but that I put the Shrek mask on in the morning, so I would hope that I don't have the liquid courage yet.
you know, different strokes are different strokes. Everyone's drinking a little more during quarantine.
That's true. That's very true. That is going to hit hard for some people listening.
I had to like really stop during the weekdays and ask myself if I really needed, you know, 5 glasses of wine before I went to bed because it was
But
becoming
there was a
hard.
point where there were no weekdays. It was all just like days and like a jumble
Right? Like
of
you couldn't.
things.
Even now, I can still barely figure out what day it is.
My birthday was like 5 months ago, and I still talk about it like it was last week because there's supposed to be nothing else in between.
You do something fun for your birthday?
Well, I did get a moon bounce in my backyard,
Oh my God, that is fun.
but yeah, you couldn't do much.
What'd you wear?
I can't even remember. I think I have these like board shorts, swim trunks that I bought for a thing once, and I just kept them, and they have little ducks on them. Like
Oh, that sounds
they, I
cute.
think they turn into my game day shorts for college because they were black and had some gold ducks on them.
You
I
went to
wore them a lot.
CU, right?
Yeah, I did.
Go Buffaloes? Is that what they are? I should
It is,
know.
but the question to your tone, go Buffaloes?
The depressing thing is I
Go to the
literally
left?
I'm from Denver. Like I went to CU
How do
parties
you,
all the time. I
why did you question the mascot?
well, I don't know if they're
You
like I knew
grew
it
up
was
with like their mascot in Targets near you.
I knew it was a buffalo, but I didn't know if it was like a buffalo, but they had a different word for it. Like, you know how UCLA is
Yeah,
like
they do say buffs.
a bear, but they're like actually a Bruin, and I don't understand
Wasn't
the
a
difference.
Bruin just like a bear with like a growth disorder or something?
it's a bear with
Just
a
like didn't fully like it didn't get watered and grow enough.
yeah, it's a bear with a birth defect, I guess.
A small one.
Just a small little guy. So the confidence to wear that Shrek mask and to wear just anything ridiculous, not that your clothes are all ridiculous, but that was kind of the point of your article. But the confidence just comes from being yourself or loving yourself. What's that like?
What's it like loving yourself?
That's my
Hope
dark
that was
humor.
an
I'm sorry.
accident. No, I love that. It's good. It's good to be in love with myself. I don't know. I guess I say things, and if it was dumb, I don't regret it. And I put stuff on, and I laugh at myself. And I feel like that's enough.
Yeah.
Loving yourself, it's fun.
And if you're wearing it and you like it, I mean, who really cares
Yeah,
what
I
anyone
know.
else thinks?
Screw them.
Especially like, you know, if someone's still wearing like a Juicy Couture sweatsuit right now, why do they get to judge you?
That is so sick, though.
It's kind of
One
making
to
a
say
comeback.
juicy on the butt. I don't know why those ever went away.
Why did we tolerate that?
I don't know.
Like, it's just all these rail thin girls from the 2000s walking around with Juicy on their ass.
I just like can't believe someone was like, I need the word juicy on my butt and like invented that.
I remember when they were like really big too. I was in middle school and all I could think of was juicy fart. Like
I
I
mean,
didn't
I totally,
understand.
I see how you got there.
Yeah, I didn't understand that it could mean like your butt cheeks or that you had like a fat ass. I was like, why does everyone brag about having juicy farts?
I don't like that. Yeah, gross.
Sorry if
I
I
don't want to, I
ruined.
don't want to describe that area as juicy either.
Yeah. I feel yeah. I'd rather maybe describe it as fat, but also that would probably make me sad.
I could support a juice cleanse if it meant like burning all of those sweatsuits.
That the real
We
juice
cleanse
cleanse.
the world of juicy sweats.
The fashion juice cleanse. Burn all your juicy sweatsuits.
A revolution.
It's the fashion revolution and it's here to stay.
Of this decade, at least.
Yeah. What are other items that we need to stop wearing?
Oh my God, where do I start? First of all, I want Band-Aids to be more fun. There's not enough characters on Band-Aids. Like, I liked when I would go to my baby doctor and they'd give me like the Rugrats. That's one thing that just annoys me. I want some color on my Band-Aids. Like, if I get a boo-boo, I want to be made happier with my Rugrats. But for items, I think headphones should never be worn around your neck. And if your shirt has any sort of food on it, I just don't like it. Like printed food, like the actual picture on your shirt is food. I don't know why. That just doesn't. Food's for your mouth, not your shirt.
Okay, I can agree with that.
Yeah.
Like the people
Those are
who
two
wear.
pillars that I just came up with for not to do. The headphone thing is a real must, though. If you're wearing big headphones around your neck, like we all know you're wearing AirPods anyways, so stop the show. You're not a DJ. This isn't Coachella.
That's honestly great fashion advice. I hate the headphones around the neck.
Just never understood it. It's good like on an airplane, but
Yeah, on
it's
an
not a
airplane,
choker.
I think we should caveat these fashion rules and that if you're on an airplane, all rules are off and you can wear whatever you want.
Oh, you can do whatever you want. No shoes, like
Yeah,
no
it's
shirt.
we're all in this together for
You can
our
wear a robe if you want.
4-hour flight, and you can do whatever you need to do.
You're breathing in their air, they're breathing in your air.
Spreading COVID.
Nothing leaves that plane. That is the real Las Vegas. What happens on an airplane stays on an airplane.
Yeah.
Judgment-free zone.
I don't you hate the people who look really nice on an airplane? Like wear like jeans and a blazer?
Always just assume they were like going for a business meeting or something. Yeah, but it definitely annoys me. Like I'm there in my sweats from like high school volleyball or something.
But like, is your
Just
business
trying to enjoy
meeting,
my biscotti.
right? Is your business meeting the second you jump off the plane? No.
I think they just want everyone to know that they're employed and doing business.
They're like, hey,
Close the deals.
you might be going to Cabo to get drunk and forget your, depressing life, but I'm going to Cabo for a business meeting.
Yeah, they're like, hey, this is my like CEO shorts. Like, I can tell you're wearing your minimum wage sweats. That's what I hear when I see them.
Yeah. Just so I make more money than you.
Yeah, and if you walk on wearing a suit, you better go to first class.
Yeah, right?
Like, commit to the role.
If you're sitting with me in economy, that's just embarrassing.
Don't wear Hugo Boss and scuff it up in economy. Like, if you're gonna commit to this role, throw for the first class.
Right? Me and the guy in a suit and Gucci loafers flying on Spirit Airlines, like something just doesn't make sense.
It does not, his business doesn't love him. I would change when I got there.
Yeah, obviously. I would change in the airport bathroom. That's how much I don't
Oh,
want to wear
definitely.
a suit on an airplane.
I would just carry on my suit at that point if I'm
Yeah.
going on Spirit. Like, I want to make everyone comfortable. Like, your sweats and my sweats. We're all
Exactly.
in this together.
And we're all paying $7 for an overhead bag.
Actually, the
Well,
struggle.
thank you so much for coming on our show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you for the fashion
Very
advice.
fun.
I think a lot
I
of
know. I
people
really
are
hope it
gonna.
helps somebody out there.
Someone right now is throwing away their pizza shirt, so I think you did.
Pizza shirt and throwing all those big old headphones that aren't even AirPods.
You're making the world a better place.
They're extinct. Those headphones are dinosaurs at this point.
Really?
Saving the world one romper at a time.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. It was great talking to you. I loved your article, and you guys can find it on Flick Editorials. So read away and enjoy Colin's fashion advice.
Yeah, I'd say it's fashion advice, life and fashion advice.
I think life and fashion are connected. I've always believed that.
Such a deep belief.
It's
gotta write these philosophies down.
The deep belief of a blonde sorority girl.
All right, goodbye, everyone. Thanks for listening. Read my articles.
Thank you for listening to The Flick. You don't have to share or follow, but it'd be really cool if you did. Thanks for listening.